Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Tes Vav and Simen Kuf Tes Zayin. Simen Kuf Tes Vav, Tam Birchas Atachonin. The reason of the bracha, or the explanation of the bracha of Atachonin, Sif Aleph, Mipnei Shem Moiseh Ha'odem in a Behema, Hiyabina V'Haseichel, that which man is different from animals, that man is more than animals, is his Bina and Seichel, his ability to understand, make decisions. Kavu birchas atachonin rosh emziyah. So the brach of atachonin is the first of the middle sections from the essay where we make our request. It's the very first one. Shem ein bina ein tefillah. If you can't have understanding, you can't daven b'chol. Mishnah Berurah sifkan aleph rosh emziyos. Oid tam al seidah brachas kasu b'sefer seidah hayom. There's a sefer called Seder Hayom, and there it explains another reason for the order of the brachos. Atachonein, Rishoina She'elas HaChachma V'Hadas Ba'adam. The first thing we do is ask for Chachma Das, the Belav HaChitoy Ben Hanafel, because without it, better the person not be born and be a miscarriage. For the Chen Sarach, the Chavim Bakroi, therefore, one should have proper thoughts when saying the bracha. She said, Iker HaShe'el. This is the main point of the request. Shetzarcha Adam Lishome Saboris Brach, that a man has to ask Hashem, Sheyitin lo Seichel v'das Yoshar, that he should be given a clear, straight intellect, Limois Bera v'Livcha B'Toiv, to reject that which is bad and choose that which is good. The next Brach HaShivenu, La'achar Hadas, after we daven for Das, Kimitoch Hadas Nosan Libo Al Cheto, because once a person is Das, he can pay attention to his sins and do tshuva. V'kavanas ha-bracha hazos ha-vakish mis Hashem yisparach she-yachnia v'yashpil ge'us Yisrael. The intent of the bracha shivenu is that the Ribbono Shlom should humble the Yetzer Hara's arrogance within him, that his own Yetzer's arrogance should be put down and humbled, and he should be able to control himself. Selach lanu, achra ha-tshuva, then we ask for forgiveness. After tshuva, tzor shi'ala libo chatoim el-apshom da'asmam, he should think about the actual sins that he did, whether shoyg or mezid, for asking forgiveness. Refa'enu, refua achar ha-ge'ula. Refua comes after the bracha of ge'ula, she calls manch odem mitzar, because when a person is in pain, enu oymal chelyo, he doesn't get better. So therefore, you have to remove the pain of the tsaris of golus before we can address the illness for refa'enu. The main point is to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu she'yirpa osana tehilas k'desh nia b'riyim v'chazokim, that we should be healthy and strong, lasik b'tara k'roi, to learn Torah properly, v'lishma kol ha'mitzvos, and keep all the mitzvos. Birchas panosa achar refuah, the bracha for panosa comes after refuah. Baruch aleinu comes after refuah. She'kesha odom chayla, because if a person is ill, he's not asking for his panasa, for his food. After gets better, then he has to pursue his panasa, his sustenance, to make sure his body and soul are healthy. The thought should be, the Ibrahim should provide us a panasa with nachas and not pain. It should come easy. Behetul iser, through permitted means and not forbidden. That is a yisoid in the bracha baruch aleinu. Whenever we daven parnasa, we daven that it should be benachas v'lo b'tzar, behetul v'lo b'iser. Getting back to atachonin, v'hadim avdilim b'vachazu. The reason we say havdala in atachonin, v'vishul chachma she'adam avdim midav l'david. This is a degree of wisdom for a person to discriminate and discern between different things. That's why the bracha for Havdalah Atachan Tanu is included in the bracha of Chachma. There's actually a hint to it. Bina, the word Bina is made up of four letters, Rosh Tevos. They stand for Besamim, Yayin, Ner, and Havdalah. Kasuv Batur, the Tur writes, Mashetiknu Lomar Avinu, Bevirchas Hashivenu Ubesachlonu. You find the word Avinu in both the bracha of Hashivenu and Sachlanu, Masha'en Ken B'Shar Brachos, you don't find it in the other brachos of Shmoneh Esrei. And the time of the reason is, Shana Maskir in the Fanav, Sha'av Chai Lamed in Beno. we want to mention before the Ibn Shalom that the father must teach the son, that he returns to Hashem and Hashem shall have compassion upon him. So we want to mention the compassion of the father on his son. Ayin be'el Yerav, you look in El Yerav, so maybe Deos, he brings different opinions. The Yesh Om, some say, is there a vav or there isn't a vav? They say to start chanenu without a vav because it's the beginning of a bakasha. The yesh or others say shesarach lomit v'chanenu. I am somebody you should say v'chanenu. Simin kufte zayin perish birchas v'feenu. The explanation of the bracha v'feenu. Sif aleph. V'feenu Hashem v'nei rafei. Aval gav da kosuv liyochid ein mechanim osel rabim. We have a rule. When the Tanakh, when there's a pasuk described in Lashon Yochid, we don't alter it to make it plural. And we're seemingly doing that in this bracha of Rafa'en Hashem B'nei Rafa'en. Hani mili, when do we say not to alter it? Bizman Shem Misgavein L'Kreis. That's when you are trying to read the psukim. Aval kesha oimer osay derech tefilo bakosha. But if your intent is to recite it as a tefilo or a request, mutter, it's okay. The Ramah adds, Mikol Malkom Oimer Mizma Shalem, if you are going to say an entire kapitel Tehillim, Asur L'Shas Loshen Yochel Ramah Lehavah, you cannot alter the nusach of the Tehillim from plural to singular or vice versa. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Aleph, Rifa'enu Hashem. The Lo Yomar, he should not say, Rifa'enu Hashem Elokeinu V'nei Rafei, Ki Lishna Dekroh Kach, because the wording of the Pasuk is, Rifa'eni Hashem V'ei Rafei. Heal me Hashem and I will be healed. So we stick to the wording of the Pasuk. We don't put an Elokeinu, but at the same time, we alter it from singular to plural. And that's what the Mechaber is by warning, even though the Pasuk is Rafa'ein Hashem Be'efei, and things that are Loshen Yochad, we don't switch to Ram and vice versa. In this case, when it's not a Kriya, but it's a Tefillah, it's okay to make it plural. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Sarach Loimer Cholei B'Tzeri HaLamed. There should be a Tzeri under the Lamed of Cholei. Yesh Arm, some say, Shlo Yomar Re'enov Anyenu. Some say, you don't say the word no. You don't say Re'enov Anyenu. Rakt, only Re'ev Anyenu. Al Magnavam Eli Rabba, Shor Gedom Kosh, Re'en Lozim in a Minik. Magnavam Eli Rabba and other Gedom say, keep the Minik, Shor Arm Re'enov Anyenu, who say Re'enov Anyenu. Sevkon Beis, Ein Mechanin. We don't change Psukim that are Loshin Yoch, Loshin Rabbim. For who Adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, similarly, Shor Shini, any other change. Kigon. Min medaber ba'ado l'medaber b'nochach. We don't change from third person to second person in the way the grammar of the pasuk goes. Sifkan gimel derech tefila, but if it's a tefila, it's okay. V'yachil espal al choylim b'rafa'enu. Now it is permitted to daven for people who are ill in the bracha of b'rafa'enu. V'yamin, he'll say, b'rafa'enu, please heal Ploni ben Ploni, Refuah Shlema b'sar Shachal Yisrael, complete Refuah among the ill of Yisrael. V'hani mili, when is that Shalbafonav if you're not in the presence of the Chayla? Al-Bafonav, in the presence of the Chayla, in Sarach L'Haskar, you don't have to mention his name. Now, really, to be correct, it says Refeina Pei Beis Pei, I said Ploni ben Ploni. Most of us say Ploni ben Plonis. We invoke the mother's name. So there's a note on the side. Then we daven for a chayla to use the mother's name and not to use the father's name. And he brings, that's Kain Mashma from the Zohar Kadosh. And he brings Chazanish, that's the Minig. However, the Aruch HaShulchan said that it makes the difference. You can mention either one. There's a Ben Yoyoda who says that the common thinking is the reason why you mention the mother's name is because we know who the mother is. The father, you never know for sure. So if you're davening, you want to get it exactly right, so use the mother's name. So he says that's a terrible chutzpah. You're going to say such a thing that this person's father, that everyone thinks is not his father? How can you do such a thing? He says, that's not pshat. The reason why we invoke the mother's name is because there's less kitrug on the mother, and when you want to get zechusim for the choyla, you want to invoke the most possible, the best zechus for him, you stick to the mother.
Why?
If it's a father, you run the risk of invoking kitrug. What's the kitrug? I believe he says it's talking about the avon keri. So the mother doesn't have that problem. It's only a chashash on the father. So avad, we know it's the father. It's not a shal of who's the parent. But as more zechusim, he says it's more zechusim by the mother. This is Ben Yoyod, the Maseches Brochus, touching up this minute.
It's like in Eretz Yisrael, you know, the sons go to the...
to the cemetery, that's right, by Levi. That's right.
So if you don't know the mother's name, is it better to say...
He said, you don't know the mother's name, the Chazon said, use the father's name. Use the father's name. If you don't know the mother's name, use the father's name. And then he says, let's say you don't know the real name, let's know the kinu, use the kinu. If you just know a non-Jewish name, so use a non-Jewish name.
Sylvia Bastorcy.
Whatever. And then he says, interesting, he brings us Chaim Kineski, that if a parent davens for a child, you don't have to mention the parent's name. Just say, B'ni, or B.T. so-and-so.
The father, he should say the mother.
If the father's doing L'chor, he would. But if it's the mother, Ima Ayolodev, the mother on her kids, will just say B'ni or B.T. Another point that some of the posts can bring out is that even though this halacha says that you could daven for cholim in Rafa'enu, so we have to qualify who is the chayla that we're davening for. The first thing he says is you shouldn't daven this tefillah b'kviyas. It shouldn't be a regular part of your Shemona Esrei. Second of all, he says if about piderech hateva, the doctor has given a pope of refuah, Shlomo Zalman said not to marbe b'tefillas ra'am b'pirsum. You shouldn't marbe b'tefillas like that in such cases. Then there are those who say that in Rafa'enu, you would only daven for family members or people you're very close with. And others, you would daven for Shema Kolenu. So people have these lists of chum who they don't know who they are. I've seen brought down not to daven for them in Rafa'enu. Those who do in Shema Kolenu. Rafa'enu is for those mishi yesh l'chol b'soch besa. That's the list. Someone who has a chum in his house, daven for Rafa'enu. So it has to be someone that the person is very close to. Se'if katan dalet aser v'chulu. If someone is saying a whole kapitel Tehillim, even though he's saying it derech tefillin bakasha, zok d'ramo, don't change l'shoynus. What's allowing me to say, afilim amo derech tefillin, even though you're saying it as a tefillah, you're not doing it as a kriya, you're not laning it. It doesn't make a difference. Ukeshe eino oimer derech tefillin, if it's not derech tefillah, gam lahago aser filo pasikecha, then even though more, give him one pasik. Tormor is saying, a mizmor sholem, don't mishana. The mizmor sholem, you're not mishana if it's a whole mizmor. But a pasuk you could. But if it's derech kriya, if it's not derech tefillah, then even one pasuk you shouldn't change. Nothing should be changed at all. That's what the Mishnah was explaining in this Ramah.